Dedication to Dr. David Suzuki. Occasionally, great persons arise from adversity and shine beyond the forces that originally caused them grief. We Canadians imprisoned Japanese-Canadian citizens during the Second World War out of a fear that they would assist their homeland against us. Right or wrong, we have since apologized for this action and reintegrated those Japanese back into our society, and a good thing, too, because one of them was David Suzuki, the great David Suzuki, arguably the greatest Canadian ever. He can also be considered one of mankind's greatest blessings on a worldwide basis, and is doing more than anyone to save the world from corporate evil. Like a real-world superhero, David is in his 70s and as healthy as ever, continuing on with his quest to educate us about our penchant to ruin our world. In his early years as a geneticist, just out of school, he called for a moratorium of genetic cloning of humans and came to popular respect through this. He left his genetic career behind to become a communicator of mass media, and has since produced the most important documentaries ever created with regard to their value to humanity. He should have given up long ago, because the corporate world marches on, pandering to the baser instincts of humanity with convenience that is rapidly destroying our atmosphere and our world at large, and little has ever changed in this. His programs are impossible to watch if you are a sensitive person, because they expose the foulness of Earth's citizens when greed and laziness become the standards of a society. Namron Sor. David Takeyoshi Suzuki, CC, OBC, PhD, born March 24, 1936, is a Canadian science broadcaster and environmental activist. Since the mid-70s, Suzuki has become known for his TV and radio series and books about nature and the environment. He is best known as host of the popular and long-running CBC television science magazine, The Nature of Things, seen in syndication in over 40 nations. He is also well known for criticizing governments for the lack of action to protect the government. The environment. A longtime activist to reverse global climate change, Suzuki co-founded the David Suzuki Foundation in 1990 to work to find ways for society to live in balance with the natural world that sustains us. The foundation's priorities are oceans and sustainable fishing, climate change and clean energy sustainability, and David Suzuki's Nature Challenge. For more information, read history below the dedication.